With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As the Israeli military intensifies its attack on Hamas in Gaza, back home in Israel, survivors of the brutal Hamas attack, people like Eyal Barat, are struggling to go on.
Barat walks through his in-law's home, showing where gunmen killed his father-in-law, trying to shield his wife, who survived.
Bullet holes.
Barat had a unique view of the Hamas attacks and kidnappings in Near Oz on October 7.
It looked very organized, very rehearsed, very, very, very clear. Everybody knew what their job is, and they came there to do their job.
He'd watched images on his cell phone as a truck pulled up outside with armed men. But his six-year-old autistic daughter couldn't understand that their lives depended upon silence. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Putin meets with one of his allies later this week. He'll be hosting the Iranian president at the Kremlin on Thursday. Also at SRNNews.com, a spectacular explosion leveled a house in Arlington, Virginia yesterday, much to the shock and surprise of police at the scene and neighbors for blocks around.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Maines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Jennifer King, Washington.
Stock futures pointing to a lower open this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 87 points. NASDAQ futures off 59. This is SRN News. The Christian legal group Liberty Counsel has launched its annual Friend or Foe campaign designed to protect religious celebrations of Christmas in public places and in public schools. Spokesman Nat Staver says if Christians don't defend their religious freedom, future generations will suffer.
What kind of a message will that send to those young people? That message will be God is off limits. It's a dirty word. You need to keep your faith out of your life and put it in some closet somewhere.
And that will have consequences for America in years to come.
Those little kids, those children, those high schoolers, they end up becoming our future leaders. And you know what? They're going to be policymakers, and they're going to remember the policy that they learned because we were silent. That's why we cannot remain silent.
Staver tells Christians that the Constitution is on their side on this issue. If Christmas is being censored in your school or neighborhood, visit lc.org for free legal help. SRN News. House Oversight Committee releasing subpoenaed bank records showing President Biden received at least three monthly payments of roughly $1,300 each in 2019 from a Hunter Biden-owned company.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, released a video on social media outlining the payment.
Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden. This wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account, but an account for his corporation that received payments from China and other shady corners of the world.
The Department of Justice is currently investigating whether Hunter used Owasco to commit tax evasion. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The Senate will be taking up President Biden's request for more money, military aid for Israel and Ukraine. A test vote expected tomorrow in the upper house of Congress. More details at SRNNews.com.